Mandy is on Twitter
at Mandy Wiener.
Let's get an update now on the search for the Soweto boy, Kaya Magatla, who fell into that manhole while playing with friends. It's now into day 9. We also know that Kaya's birthday was yesterday. That search still continuing. Robert Mulaotsi, Joburg Emergency Management Services spokesperson, joining us now. Robert, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time. What is the latest on the search for Kaya?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and afternoon to the listeners. Yes, we are back in here on site. Today we are operating on those other 4 men.
Robert, are you still with us?
Good afternoon.
There we go. There we go. We lost you, Robert. You're back with us. Okay. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, today we are working on the new those other 4 men also, which we discovered yesterday. So the challenge is that there is a pipeline which is much more where we're supposed to enter. The entrance level is much more higher. It's about 25 meters or so. So we are just trying to remove that obstruction for us up until to where the pipeline starts, and then we can be able to move in, because it's a stretch of about 4 main holes with a distance of about 80 to 90 meters in between. So that is the whole area where we'll be operating today, up until towards the ventilation shaft, with the hope that we might be able to locate the young boy along this stretch of pipeline.
Robert, is today the final day of the search, or will you carry on? What happens if you can't find Kaya? What happens then for the family?
Yeah, for now, we still have hope that we might be able to locate him. So if we don't, we will have to go to the extreme where we will have to check with our Joburg water colleagues, which will affect maybe other residents in the area, to see whether it will be possible to shut down the whole system. And we just walk through it from where it starts up until the end, which is the spill chamber. So, of course, it means the residents will be affected. That would be the last option which we might have if we don't win today or tomorrow. We'll have to think about that. Of course, that would be a drastic measure for us, but we'll see whether we cannot be able to do that if we don't manage to locate him this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay, Robert, thank you very much for that update. Robert Mulaotsi, Joburg EMS spokesperson there, telling us about the search for Kaya Magatla. I think residents would be able to live with their water being cut off for a couple of hours if it meant that a body would be recovered and the family would get some closure. That is the drastic measure, is what Robert is saying to us. But I think that they are still hopeful that they will find Kaya Magatla somewhere in that water system in the next day or two.